CO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla was shoved out of a press conference being held by Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem in Los Angeles today.
I encourage everybody to please peacefully protest, just like I was calmly and peacefully listening in that press conference.
Padilla was thrown to the ground and handcuffed. He says he wasn't detained or arrested. At least 240 people have died when an Air India plane bound for London crashed shortly after takeoff in western India. One passenger was thrown from the plane and survived, but his brother didn't. Their brother, Nayan Kumar Ramesh.
There's no words to describe him, to be honest.
Google Cloud and other popular online services have been down today. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
The question, of course, that everyone always asks at these moments is whether or not this is a cybersecurity issue and whether or not there is a larger hack happening. Unfortunately, we just don't know.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The arraignment for the man accused of abducting a pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam has been postponed by 2 weeks. Lisa Hale has the details.
According to online court records, 40-year-old Gary Day faces multiple charges in connection with the disappearance of 17-year-old Sophia Franklin. He was originally scheduled to enter a plea last week. That hearing has now been rescheduled for June 17th. Day is charged with 2 counts of child abduction and 2 counts of child enticement under state law. In addition to those charges filed in Wisconsin and in Nebraska, the suspect was also indicted on federal charges last month. The case remains under investigation across multiple jurisdictions.
And a Wisconsin representative pushes to keep coal-fired power plants open. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to prioritize overall power production and not to close coal-fired plants. In a letter to the commission, Congressman Tiffany said keeping all the state's current power plants online and opening new power facilities is critical to maintaining the state's manufacturing industry. He's calling for the use of all power supply sources, including natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. He also claimed wind and solar energy production can't keep up with the state's needs.
And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that over 82,000 residents have added emergency contact information to their Department of Motor Vehicles records. It's a new program that was created under the To Inform Families First law, signed by Governor Tony Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers held minicamp practice, a 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those, like, fresh starts. And, you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills. And, you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and, you know, take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of 7 series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first 2 games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski making his major league debut. Reports are Aaron Savalier has requested a trade after being reassigned to the bullpen. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a cloudy sky. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow, mid-60s. Slight rain chances for the weekend, highs into the 70s. Temps start to warm up into next week as highs jump into the 80s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha ha ha, how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll have our Courier Newsroom check-in on national stories, plus our Week in Review panel, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and Sports with Mike Clemens.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
That is what our framers intended, and I don't care if it's your team winning today, it won't always be that way. So what in the heck are they doing?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Are you kidding me?
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I think that speaks to Wisconsinites in a really special way that I've been to 15 baseball stadiums. It ain't the same in other places.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, we just wrapped up yet another hour of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Giveaway. We've got one day left, so be sure that you tune in to Civic Media all day tomorrow to get in your text to win entries. I will drop tomorrow's word at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. But we have tons of breaking news this hour. If you are just joining us, California Senator Alex Padilla was in a government building, in a public building, federal building, to talk to one of the generals involved in Donald Trump's illegal sending of the military to face off against civilians exercising their First Amendment rights. And let me be clear here. You destroy property. You harm ICE agents. I might not like them, but you commit a crime. I ain't behind you. Who I do stand behind is the 99.9% of these protesters that are assembling peacefully, singing things like "If I Had a Hammer," for crying out loud. What I want to know, all of this, the No Kings protest has been scheduled for a while, and now all of this unrest. Does anybody think that this was actually an accident? Donald Trump's approval ratings are in the toilet. According to yesterday's Quinnipiac poll that was released, his approval ratings are as low as they've ever been. And he doesn't have majority support on anything. This is Quinnipiac poll. So I want to know, what do you guys think about the protest this weekend? Are you planning on going to the nearly 60 odd some No Kings protests across the state? There's some 2,000 plus of these happening nationwide, way more than the hands-off protests back on April 5th. Are you going? Are you worried? A couple of just really basic logistical things about the protest. If you're going, notably one of the directives from the No Kings organizers is be peaceful, be lawful, obey the directives of law enforcement. If you see agitators, if you see people committing crimes, please move away from them. Sit down. Put your hands up. Get out of those situations. Right? 855-752-4842. If you're a conservative, you go to the front of the line. 855-752-4842. If you're a veteran, you go to the front of the line. 855-752-4842. If you're a woman, you go to the front of the line. Are you going to the protests? What do you think about them? Good thing, bad thing? Are you happy one is happening in your city or not? all of that good stuff. So I want to play the sound of Senator Padilla getting arrested because it is shocking. It is all part of what's going on. Then I'm going to play you some insane sound from the congressional hearings that are going on right now. All of this is part of a whole, right? It is all part of a whole. Let's take a listen. This is Senator Padilla at a press conference in a government building trying to ask the Secretary of Homeland Security a few questions, you know, do his job, congressional oversight. Take a listen.
Sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the Secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your...
On the ground.
Hands behind your back.
Let me see my hands behind my back.
All right.
Cool. Okay, one hand. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
Yep, that's him getting handcuffed.
I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here. Clear up, guy, right? So what, I'm sorry? There's no recording
out here. First of all, weird, no recording in, a public hallway in a federal building? Whatever, dude. Needs to be investigated. Got taken down by three guys. I just watched the video again. I think I overestimated it before. It was basically three jobs. A million different ways that this could have been handled. If you are a conservative, are you okay with this? Are you okay with hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money being spent to send troops where none have been requested? And according to the chief of the LA police, the LA County District Attorney, none are needed. Does that make any sense? 855-752-4842. Here's what I know to be true. We have no kings in this country. And no president should ever be permitted, if you are a good faith American, no matter what your political preference, no president should be able to stop people from peacefully protesting government action. Right? Like, can we all agree on that? Like, no, presidents are not kings. And no president should ever be able to stop peaceful protestation of government action. And on Saturday, we're going to see millions of people do just that. Millions. And let's be clear, everything that is going on in California, all of it, is a distraction. The man is getting hammered in the polls. He's about to rip healthcare from millions of Americans, rip life-saving food away from millions of kids. He's about to make healthcare more expensive for millions of Americans. He's about to cut Medicare to the tune of $500 billion. Nobody like, to do what? So billionaires get bigger tax cuts that they don't need anyways and won't even notice because it's a rounding error. I do not understand. He knows that people hate this bill. The Republican coalition, passed by one vote in the House, one vote, is fraying as the Senate tries to come up with its version. He knows that he is getting hammered on this. So what do? You invent a crisis, you escalate it, and you lie about the other side until you are blue, or in this case, orange in the face. That's what he does. 855-752-4842. And if we have any doubt about Donald Trump's desire to be king, just Google Donald Trump admiring North Korean leader. Donald Trump admires how his people stand up at attention for Kim Jong-un. Said it on a hot mic. Said this about Tiananmen Square, which we just had the anniversary of. He said this about Tiananmen Square. Quote, when the students poured into Tiananmen Square, the Chinese government almost blew it. Then they were vicious. They were horrible, but they put it down with strength. That shows you the power of strength. That's what Donald Trump thinks about peaceful protesters. Let's go to the phones. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield, hello. Are you planning on going to a No Kings protest? What do you think about them?
I think it's a very good thing. I think anytime we can peacefully show that we do not agree with having a king in the office, and no, it's not all right to throw a sitting senator in his state to the ground and handcuff him because he wants to talk to one of Trump's minions in his cabinet. And no, it's not okay to send in the military, you know, to use force against us, U.S. citizens. And no, it's not okay to, you know, pass a big, beautiful bill that we get hosed, cuts in Medicare and clean air and clean water, just so Elon Musk can have a few billions. And just as you stated, Maggie, you know, he won't even notice. Yes, I'm from Brookfield. I did look up No Kings. There is one in Brookfield. However, we ironically were going to be out of town at our friend's lake cabin up near Packwaukee, but I did look up, and believe it or not, Montello, Wisconsin has one, and we do plan to be there from noon to one. I think it's called Daggett Park or something, you know, right where it is. I have no problem going. My wife said, well, I'm more, you know, definitely in favor of going. She's just worried that some nutcase, you know, mega crowd from a truck or something will drive by and throw something or that. I said, hey, we'll just keep our distance from the road, you know, and go there peacefully. You know, and if they do resort to that, that's on them. You know, it's unfortunate. But, yes, I do plan up in Montello, Wisconsin, because we, you know, we're just a few minutes drive from there, from noon to one on Saturday, going there just to show that there are people that are aware of what's going on. This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in. I keep emphasizing that to my kids. I'm hoping my daughter, she's 19, she'll probably come with us. She's a little hesitant. I think my wife spooked her, but we plan to go there and be peaceful and just show that we do not stand for what's going on in this country.
Amen, brother. That is noon in Montello, Wisconsin, Doggett or Daggett Memorial Park. Jim from Brookfield, thanks for calling. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What do you think of the No Kings protest? Pro or con? Are you going? Are you scared? Here's what I'm going to say to Jim, and especially Jim's lovely wife and his lovely daughter. My mom is 83 years old, uses a cane. She's already made her signs. She is going to be down in Cathedral Square in the heart of downtown Milwaukee on Saturday, exercising her 83-year-old First Amendment right to say we have no kings in the United States and no president should ever, ever stop people from peacefully speaking out. And further, let me say this. No president should ever use the military or his or her supporters to scare people like Jim's wife and his daughter from speaking out. That's what he's counting on. He's counting on your fear to keep you at home. Do not let our authoritarian in the Oval Office scare you out of your rights. Stand up. 855-752-4842. We got a new ish caller, Kathy from Cambridge. Haven't heard from you in a while. Are you going to a protest, Kathy? And what do you think about it?
You bet your booty I am. And I also, there is a website that you can go to update on all protests going on, but I didn't get that. That was from earlier with Hartman's show.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping I could get that because, you know, when I put in protests, I get things from all over the country, but I really want Madison, Wisconsin area, and, you know, well, I'll probably at the Milwaukee one this time.
It's an easy one, Kathy. It is nokings.org. That is nokings.org. Go ahead, log on, RSVP, find out where there's a protest near you. I got a list of about 60 of these puppies going on across Wisconsin. We'll put that in the show notes. We'll put the No Kings website in the show notes. Are you going? Are you afraid? If you're a conservative, do you support people's right to go out on Saturday and say, we don't believe in kings? 855-752-4842. This great discussion continues on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842. What do you think of the No Kings protest? Do you think they'll be peaceful? Are you worried at all? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Want to bring you some more sound because the buildup to these mass protests from coast to coast is intense. Given Donald Trump's use of the military to try to scare all of you, all of us, into silence, we are in the midst of a moment, objectively, of political intimidation that we have not seen in this country, perhaps since Joe McCarthy. It is stunning. And mind you, I just want to be clear, in every democracy in recorded human history, there has always been an inherent tension between the right of the people to stand up and say, I object, in the face of all of the power that a government can wield, including the power to imprison and to take life. There's always been, at loggerheads, fundamentally, when you stand up and you protest and you say, I object, I do not agree, I believe what you're doing is wrong, fundamentally, that is always a direct challenge to the power and authority of that government. You're saying that their exercise of their power and authority at some level is lacking either in merit, morality, or legality in some form. But that is what makes democracy great. The power in a democracy is derived from the people. It resides in the people. These individuals that we have elected don't hold those seats in perpetuity like a king. They hold them in trust for a limited period of time. So too here. 855-752-4842. Want to hit a couple of the folks on the text lines, answer some questions best I can. Let's see here. One of the texters texting in that it says that Senator Padilla indicated that he was not detained. I think he was probably speaking not in a legal sense. He was clearly detained once you're cuffed as a matter of law. That is a detention. It just is. But he was released. So I think the senator was just, I can imagine it's been quite a day for him. Fox also saying, and this is a texter from the WMDX text line. Fox is saying the senator barged into the conference. I don't know. I wasn't there at the beginning of the conference. I don't know what he said, but he identified himself. He has questions. You're in a public building. It's a public freaking press conference. And you notice what he was saying that every time I listen to the audio, I hear it more clearly. He was making the same criticism I was. Secretary Noem's up there just rolling slides. Hey, this bad dude. And then there's this bad dude. And then there's this bad dude. Who cares? I don't care if you have a list of bad dudes. There's a long list of American citizen bad dudes. If you committed a heinous crime, you're a violent criminal, and you're here illegally, yes, goodbye. But that's not what they're doing. That's not why people are ticked off and protesting outside of ICE detention centers. They're doing that because they're picking up people working in fields outside of Home Depots looking for work. They're picking up folks, again, at daycares, folks showing up for their regularly scheduled immigration hearings. It is an abomination. Let's go to the phone lines now. Mike from Muskoka, you go into a protest. What do you think of them?
This is Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm not afraid of the Trumpster. He says what he's going to do. You're a bit of an alarmist. You know that?
Ooh, alarmist about what, Mike? I think troops facing off against civilians is alarming. Do you not agree?
Well, I mean that's just a small section of LA.
Right.
I mean, LA is huge.
Doesn't the argument work in the counter too? Then why are they sending, you know, thousands of troops? It's one square mile in an over 500 square mile city. I agree. I think, you know, we shouldn't have military facing off against civilians. It's very limited in scope. The violence, while shocking, has been limited.
Well, you know, Maggie, maybe because the government is weak in Southern California. Now, if you live in Southern California, where my cousin does,
mm-hmm.
he lives near L.A.,
mm-hmm.
near Palisades there. Wouldn't you be a little alarmed with cars on fire? You just lost 25,000 homes that aren't going to be replaced. Wouldn't you want some kind of protection if you live there?
Mike, what I would trust is the L.A. Police Department numbering in over 8,000. They have had that situation. They have been controlling that situation. Listen, bad random things happen. We can watch, you know, if it bleeds, it leads all day long. What I object to and what we have as a matter of law in this country is that military shall not be deployed against its citizenry. And I think that is an alarming escalation.
I appreciate your opinion, but I just agree to disagree. The Trumpster is not the villain that the left makes him out to be.
What if he is?
Thank you for your time.
Mike from Muskoka, appreciate you, sir. Always a little lively disagreement wanted on the Maggie Dawn Show. 855-752-4842. Ellen from Cedarburg, you're up next.
Hi. Yes, I'm going to at least two
awesome.
Rallies. I've been wearing my No King's button since the 4th of July last year. This is just totally disgusting, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get my aging friends to get out there, too.
It is multi-generational, multicultural, and I think even Mike from Muskoka would agree. We don't have kings here, and no president should use the military to suppress speech. We deserve the ability to safely and peacefully protest. Our government, no matter who is in the White House. 855-752-4842. This great discussion continues on the other side. Are you going? Are you afraid? Am I an alarmist? Do you agree with Mike? Give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Met and Air on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. We've seen a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the past week or so. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number of hospital visits for ticks has doubled. And we're seeing more this year than the same time last year. Unsurprisingly, a lot of these tick bites are concentrated in the North Woods. The best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush. Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. We've got a lot of little critters to worry about, and one of those is in our water, invasive species.
We can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to a larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body. And algae blooms. They're already starting in some lakes across the state, reaching advisory levels in Chippewa Falls on Otter Lake Beach, as well as in Door County at Sugar Creek County Park. So far, everything in central and northern Wisconsin looks good so far. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Waba. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits, 21, you can get into bars legally, and 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a cloudy sky. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow, mid-60s. Slight rain chances for the weekend, highs into the 70s. Temps start to warm up into next week as highs jump into the 80s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, one thing I love about doing this job is you all help me out when I screw things up. And I did not pronounce the town of Muscatine right. I hope I'm getting that right now. Thanks to Robert in West Dallas. And I think, Jane from Madison listening on WMDX. Muscatine, not Muscatine. My bad. And please, I beg forgiveness from all the Muscatinians. I don't know. I don't even want to try that one. I'll stay away from that. Folks, we are discussing the No Kings protest, the incredible stuff going down in the news today, the detention, the handcuffing, the roughing up of a sitting U.S. senator. Absolutely stunning. 855-752-4842. Also, breaking news related to all of this mess in California, which, remember, everyone, it's just a distraction from the big, brutal bill. Very important, very alarming, but it's a distraction. A federal judge that is hearing the emergency application of the state of California alleging that the deployment of 4,000 National Guards troops, as well as some 700 plus Marines in California, is unconstitutional and illegal. Judge Breyer, in a hearing earlier this afternoon, said this. He is skeptical of the constitutional basis for the deployment. It requires a, quote, rebellion. We aren't seeing a rebellion. You're seeing a protest. And yes, some bad actors protesting. And for heaven's sake, bad actors who may or may not be legitimately protesting, committing crimes who should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But again, according to the district attorney for LA County, 99.9% of the protesters peaceful. And all of this, I find so insane, because all of these MAGAts, do you also call what happened on January 6th a rebellion? Where was the National Guard on January 6th? Trump sat there shoving French fries in his face in the White House dining room watching our democracy blow up. Where was your outrage then? It seems to me that things are a rebellion and an insurrection when it's people that you disagree with. Like, that's the Republican rule of thumb. Surrounding a federal building, as long as you're not destroying the property, being a pain in the butt to ICE agents, that's not what happened on January 6th. It's leaps and bounds less alarming. They're not, no person of good faith can make that argument to me and have me be like, okay, well, that's legit. You can't, because it's not the same. And would you be surprised that J.B. Pritzker and Lauren Boebert had a moment today in Capitol Hill having this very argument, and the classy act known as Congresswoman Boebert, I think, sounded just as stupid as we all know she might very well be. Let's take a listen.
Governor Pritzker.
I find it hard to believe that you're lecturing us about peaceful protest. Look at what happened January 6th here at the Capitol.
No, what we're seeing in L.A. is an insurrection. You want to talk about an insurrection? This is an absolute insurrection.
You don't understand what insurrection is when people are trying to overturn an election here at the Congress.
I started this off.
You were here. They were attacking you, by the way.
I would expect the same.
I'm answering your question. It is outrageous. You are asking.
Is it peaceful to destroy?
You're the one condoning
to destroy
of people who attack
private and government property
right here at our
Governor
Capitol.
Governor Hochul.
I'd answer her question. Of course, it's not peaceful to destroy property and arrest them, but to call all of the protesters an insurrection because a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction are agitators and bad actors, it doesn't track. This is not a rebellion. This is not a rebellion. It's a protest. If this is a rebellion, if this is an insurrection, then those words have no meaning. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ben from Madison, thank you for being patient. A new caller, welcome to the show. What do you have to say this afternoon? Are you there, Ben? It's me, Margaret. Ben, welcome back to Ben. Thanks for your patience. We got L.A. Tom, one of my frequent flyers. Love to see your name on my caller list. How you doing, Tom? What you got?
Well, hey, Maggie, I'm good. First, we must get all money out of politics. That's got to be our number one goal of everything that we do if we want to restore government back to we the people. Second, Mike must not understand the topography of California. Palisades is about 45 minutes away from downtown L.A.
Yep.
this is a 1 mile. Not even a mile. It's probably about 3 blocks. A small town like maybe Durand, or a small town like I don't know, Ellsworth, River Falls. That's how big this protest is. So I don't know what the hell people are thinking, that we need to have the National Guard and the Marines and all of this other stuff in here that's just going to basically continue to build more problems than actually exist. Everyone else in LA is getting on with their life. The only problem is that we have people that have to shut down. For all you people out there that love mom and pop small businesses, one of my customers had to shut down his business since last Tuesday because he doesn't have people coming into the business because they're too afraid because they're going to be deported because they pick strawberries and things like that out in the field. All of this is going to affect you guys. There's a part of me that I agree with the Gavin Newsom that we need to stop just paying our federal taxes here in the state of California and see how the country does. We pay $80 billion more into our tax revenue than we actually get back as a state. So I'm so tired of people saying, oh, California is such a wreck. California is such a mess. You know, we have 10 million people in L.A. County alone.
Yep.
If you want to call a protest or a insurrection or whatever, you know, go watch it when the Lakers win the NBA title.
Cars get lit on fire then, yes.
All that kind of stuff. You have the same stuff happening, but you know what? You have millions and millions of people down there. So don't give me this crap. And Donald Trump is just a taco. He's a chicken, and I hope people wear the chicken suits. I will be going to 3 different protests on Saturday. I'll be going to the Oxnard protest. I'll be going to the Malibu protest, and I will be going to the Thousand Oaks protest. So we're going to hit all 3 of them, and very excited to do so. And I will be there with my sign that says "Get Money Out of Politics."
That is what it's about, Tom. I appreciate your call, Tom. By the way, on that Malibu point, I have no idea how anyone who attends Pepperdine University graduates, because it is the most beautiful place I have ever been. Unbelievable. Getting more feedback on me apparently absolutely still getting the pronunciation wrong. Maybe there's a diversity of pronunciation opinions in the state about Muscoday. That's Mike from Sun Prairie. I'm sorry, everybody. I really do apologize. We probably do a whole show on how to pronounce small towns in Wisconsin and get a very vigorous debate going on. We've got one here for you, 855-752-4842. I wanted to play something for you that I just... One of my colleagues, a former colleague from this station, used to say something like... fascism, like, tiptoes in on a kitty's foot. I don't remember what it is. But what he was saying is, and most political theorists will say, that in modern times, Where you see authoritarianism take hold and fascism, think Russia, they actually use democratic processes to seize control. In other words, the democratic process, the electoral process will work, but then they violate all these laws, they blow through it, they seize control of, you know, the military and the courts and things like that. One element of that that we should all be on the lookout for is the suppression of speech, right? And the trumping up of all of these, pardon the pun, pun intended, I guess. It's not an insurrection. If what's going on in L.A., as L.A. Tom pointed out, is an insurrection, then freaking what happens in on State Street for Halloween in Madison is an insurrection. And I don't see guardsmen facing off against everybody's most beloved daughter and son for drinking too much and acting the fool and flipping cars over and doing stupid stuff. I don't see the National Guard every time a city wins, you know, a championship, as Tom pointed out. I mean, Bostonians, Pittsburghians, they do it up right when they win. Anyways, this is sound of a local government board. You know what sound I'm talking about, Jacob? I'm trying to find it on our list here. Ah, what decorum looks like. That's what we're that one. This guy. When speech is getting shut down, when government starts to use all of its awesome powers to keep you from objecting to what it's doing, this is when you get worried. Take a listen to this, because it's exactly that.
Anyone else like to speak on this item?
Map 7.
Okay, hang on. I will recognize who the speakers are. So you may go.
Map 7 was not available.
The next time there's an outburst of any kind, I don't care who it is, we are clearing the chamber. The end, no more warnings. Okay, yeah, that's not how this works, so I'm sorry you're not allowed to speak.
Okay.
All right, he is done. Remove him immediately.
What happened?
Well, I'm following the decorum policy. We're not going to be called racists. The end. Get him out.
Is
Glenda racist Diaz?
Decorum policy?
You read the decorum policy and you figure
it's
it out.
It's racist in the decorum policy channel.
Profane, sorry, slander, all those
things. It's racist.
Max Potenza, Linda Diaz, and Geraldine Jackie Cox.
Mark.
Remove him from the building. There's a lady on the aisle that just turned around and looked. The one next to her, please remove her from the courtroom.
The United States Constitution establishes the separate.
Thank you, ma'am. You're done. Carol Peters.
You're all dishonest, cheaters, and racist men.
All right, remove her from the building, please. Aguilar. There's a lady on the aisle right there in a gray sweatshirt, the one right next to her. Remove her from the courtroom. She keeps clapping. The kid right here, the green shirt, remove that one from the room.
Be quiet and actually listen to your constituents. Because your constituents are telling you that they do not want these masks.
Get her out of here.
Better you now listen to them.
Thank you,
Renee Thomas. So now and I'm calling for the vote.
It goes on and on and on and on like this. So having worked in local government and having had angry people at public hearings, I've been called names. This idea that, oh, well, it's in the decorum policy, so you don't get to talk anymore. You shut down speech by using all kinds of trumped up excuses, pun intended, that have the veneer of legitimacy. We're in the midst of that. Don't be fooled. Don't get distracted. It's about the big brutal bell. It's about your right to protest. Phone lines still open. We got a little space left. We'll get in all of your calls in the last segment right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Are you going to the protest? No Kings. 855-75.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my good friend, conservative Mark from Sussex on the text line. He's saying I'm all full of the BS. And my response to Mark was this. Mark, my friend, good to hear from you. BS is calling what's happening in a few city blocks by less than 100 criminals in LA an insurrection, but calling January 6th a peaceful, loving protest and then pardoning the people who beat up cops. That's BS. Mark, of course, quick on the text lines, responded, hope you have fun protesting on Saturday with all the other blanks. I don't know what that is. Even when the majority of people agree with Trump on illegal criminal immigrants. Okay, Mark, well, let's take that up very briefly. First of all, six MAGAT Republicans, and by that I mean M-A-G-A-T, MAGAT, six MAGA Republicans, in the House just sent a letter to DHS demanding the statistics on actually how many criminals have actually been deported, stating, quote, we are concerned that your limited resources may be stretched to pursue individuals that do not constitute an immediate threat to public safety. Yeah, so there's that. I'll also just mention this. Quinnipiac poll out yesterday, Mark, from Sussex, on immigration. Only 43% of people approve. So no, Mark, it's not a majority. It's not even a slim majority. It's not even 51%. It's not 50.5%. It's not 50.2%. It's 43%. That ain't a majority. 54% of people disapprove of his approach to immigration. And by the way, Donald Trump knows that what he's doing in California is illegal because he told us it is. Just take a listen.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And I have, except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor.
So he knows. And Judge Breyer, in the case brought by Gavin Newsom in the state of California, calling what he's doing today illegal and unconstitutional, says he will issue a decision ASAP, trying to get that out today. And he made a point of saying, just because the government calls it a rebellion or an insurrection, just because Donald Trump does, doesn't make it so. In the hearing stating, quote, that's the difference between a constitutional government and King George. It's not that a leader can simply say something and it becomes it. Mr. Rafael Santos from Green Bay, are you going to the protest this weekend? And are you concerned at all for your safety?
Are you? Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Hey, who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
This is Maggie. You called the show. What do you have to say?
Yes, Maggie. No, what it is, that's the first time I hear about your show. I was just listening through the stations on the radio.
Yes.
And I'm pretty impressed about it. I would love to go to the protest. And it's just one point that I want to point out. Like, Hispanic people like myself, they're pretty scared to go right now to a protest because the immigration, the ICE situation is going on right now.
Yes.
Like, people like myself, and I got 14 workers under my wing, and all my guys are pretty hardworking guys. And I ask the guys, I'll be like, hey, do you guys want to go to the protest? And everybody is, like, scared of what will might happen over there, you know? I mean, it is a pretty scary situation. And the thing that I want to comment about, it was about the guy that he was disagreeing with you a while ago.
Yes.
That he called, and he was not agreeing with you. Well, I get where people is coming from because, listen, I've been here for 30 years, and I'm illegal. So I see where people is coming from. But what about the other things Donald Trump is doing, like taking benefits from military people that they already worked themselves over here, that they're legal? What about the teachers that they lower the payment, their paychecks, and taking benefits from the schools? What about them, you know? It's not just to protest because immigration, but what about the people that is here that he's taking advantage of it, you know? That's my point.
Rafael, thank you for your call and your courage. By the way, we gave that gentleman a moniker that is not his full name. I'm going to thank my producer, Jacob, in the booth for that. Thank you so much for calling. First of all, Rafael, I want to tell you this. Polling that came out yesterday says that fewer than 14% of Americans want people who have been here for longer than 20 years and are working full-time jobs deported. They don't want you deported. What people thought they were voting for was taking criminals off the streets. That's what they thought they were voting for. They weren't voting to take, again, just a moniker, Mr. Santos off the street and his hardworking crew. That's a lie. My righteous brother, Rafael, I understand your fear. You take care of you and yours, your crew. Be safe out there. We're going to stand up. They ain't taking me anywhere. I'll be back here tomorrow. I appreciate all of you. Sorry if I didn't get to your calls or texts. Appreciate the engagement this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against the big, brutal bill.
listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge says he hopes to rule today on California's lawsuit against the administration's deployment of National Guardsmen to Los Angeles. CBS's Elise Preston says those troops are being reinforced.
U.S. Marines are getting ready to join the thousands of National Guard troops the Trump administration called in to protect federal buildings and personnel in Los Angeles as anti-ICE protests continue.
U.S. Senator Alex Padilla was shoved out of a press conference being held by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in L.A.
We will hold this administration accountable.
At least 240 people have died in the crash of an Air India jet bound for London. Popular online services were down today, says CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
It's not just one little thing like someone tripping over a power cord or something like that. It tends to be that some important system has either had a problem or is being attacked.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.